Boris, as you may already have guessed, is a cat. Although, as our story begins, he is still a kitten. But he is not just any kitten. He is, in fact, quite probably the most handsome, lovable, brown tabby kitten you may have ever seen. And he is also from a very long line of wonderful and mystical cats, and his life is one that will be full of excitement and adventure. Of course, Boris and his friends don't know this. At least, not yet. Well, maybe just one. It was a lot darker outside the box than when he had been put inside, and Boris guessed that the day was drawing to a close, normally time for some nice fishy chunks. He started to fall asleep, dreaming of food, when the box moved. He was quickly wide awake again. With clunks and thuds, the box started to swing and turn as it was lifted. He could hear humans talking. The movement started to make him feel a bit sick and just a little bit frightened, but he was getting curious about where he was. Finally, the swinging and spinning stopped and the box was put down. A human face looked in at him through the door and made what were supposed to be soothing sounds. Then the human opened the door and big pink human paws reached in and gently stroked him. He felt better. He liked being stroked, but was surprised when the hands didn't pick him up. Instead, they reached in and put a soft, furry cushion next to him. Then the human moved away and Boris could see out of the box. The door had been left open. Boris had no idea where he was. The smells and sounds were so different from his old home, but he felt sure that nothing horrible was going to happen to him.
"What is outside?" he wondered to himself.
He moved away from the soft blanket and nice-smelling cushion towards the opening. What could possibly be out there? He could hear gentle human talk and a weird snuffling noise that sounded oddly familiar. He carefully and quietly got closer and closer to the doorway, small step by small step, whisker by wary whisker, paw by perfectly placed paw, he slowly made his way towards the opening. Finally, he was at the doorway. His little whiskered nose twitched, and he felt his tail swish with excitement and a tiny bit of fear. He put a paw forward.
Whoosh!
A wet black nose rushed into his face. A large, wet, sloppy tongue washed over his ears, and a white and black face filled the entrance to the box. Big brown eyes blinked in at him. Boris hissed, spat, and leapt backwards into the blanket and cushion, taken completely by surprise. He bushed himself up into the biggest fur ball he could manage. His brown tabby coat fluffed out in all directions. His whiskers pushed forward, and his ears flattened back to his head. His tail, now looking like a large brush, thrashed dangerously from side to side. With his tiny claws at the ready, he hissed in his gruffest and most angry voice,
"Yuck! What was that?"
"Hello," said the black and white face, now sporting a huge grin. "You're a bit small," it said, sniffing at him and wrinkling up the wet black nose that had startled Boris so much.
"I can still defend myself,"
replied the surprised and still shaken Boris.
"Defend yourself?"
asked the face, the big brown eyes looking a bit puzzled.
"Against what?"
"You,"
Boris hissed.
"I don't know what you are or who you are, but you can't go round licking people without warning. It's...
He couldn't think of the right word.
"Well, rude,"
he finally decided.
"Oh, I'm very sorry," answered the face. "But it's how I usually say hello to new friends."